Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMI Radio. I'm your host, Charles Green. Today we'll be speaking with author Patricia Herber about her book, Butterflies, Bears, and Other Poems for Children. Ms. Herber, do we have you on the line? I think we're having a bit of a technical difficulty. We'll just wait one moment. Ms. Herber's book is a delightful illustrated book for children that is filled with gorgeous writing and illustrations and delightful poems. Ms. Herber, do we have you on the line?
I'm here, yes. Can you hear me?
Hi, how are you today? Yes.
I'm fine, thank you.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Excited to talk about this wonderful book. I was hoping we could begin, if you could give our listeners a little background about yourself as both an author and an illustrator.
Okay, before I do that, I would just like to say that I would like to thank you so much for allowing me to share this information. And I'm hoping that by talking with you, it will help spread the word that my book does exist and that it would pique the interest of the audience and literary people as well.
And I agree with you, and I'm sure it will. It's just so delightful, and I know our listeners, a lot of them are either authors themselves, parents, or know young ones in their lives that I think would really enjoy the piece.
Okay. Well, first off, my name is Patricia Herber, and I am one of eight children. I have five sisters and two brothers. I grew up in the 1950s and 60s, which was a time when the Mother Goose nursery rhymes were very popular, and they were being read to children and being recited. Fast forward from my childhood, I earned a BS in elementary education from Shippensburg University and a master's degree from Penn State University. I became a first grade teacher, and I taught for 32 years. I live in Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, which is a small town of roughly 2,200 people. If anybody knows where Harrisburg, Pennsylvania is, that's our capital. Or another landmark would be Hershey Park and Chocolate World, not too far from there. I'm married to my husband, Larry, who was also an elementary teacher. I have two grown children, Amy and Ryan, and I have seven grandchildren.
That's delightful, and to know that, I mean, it makes so much sense. Your background as an educator for this age group, growing up with so many siblings and having children and grandchildren, it all comes together. And so I'm curious, from working in education, and thank you for your service of doing that for over 30 years.
Oh, you're welcome.
What inspired you to write children's books yourself and illustrate them, since I'm sure you taught many? What inspired you to write one?
Okay, first of all, I didn't plan on actually writing one, but after I retired from teaching, I wasn't sure what I was going to be doing with all my free time. And I would reflect back each month on what I would be doing at a particular time of the year. And I just started jotting down some of the subjects that I had covered. Also, in my last few years of teaching, I discovered that parents in the younger generation weren't really no longer reading the Mother Goose nursery rhymes to their children. And to me, I thought that was very sad. Because they weren't being read, they were missing out on what it meant to have a rhyme, which I believe is just one of the many ways that you can teach children how to read. So what I did was I ended up writing the poems using rhymes, and that explains that by changing the first letter or two of a word, you can learn 8 or 9 new words and increase your vocabulary just like that. Actually, one of my poems is called Rhymes, and it does indeed explain how to do that, and I have pictures that show the new word as well. So what I did was I turned my topics that I taught into these fun rhyming poems, and along with the cute pictures, I wrote the book so that children would have an exciting way to learn new things while they're reading. It was my intent for the book to be an alternative to television, and I think a wonderful way for children to spend quality time with their parents and grandparents.
That's great. I mean, so, you know, it's just so interesting, the pedagogy of rhymes. You know, I know them as they're fun and they're delightful and they create a rhythm, but to think of that in terms of, you know, you're also sneaking in, you know, bolstering up their vocabulary. It's just, it's so clever and so great to do that and to sort of have this alternative to Mother Goose. And so I'm curious, so the book is called Butterflies, Bears, and Other Poems for Children.
Yes.
What was the inspiration for that title?
Okay, first of all, I'm really pleased with the cover of the book. If you have it in front of you, you'll see that there's a giant teddy bear on the front. And I think the publishing company did an excellent job of portraying that for me because he looks so real and soft and cuddly that I think a child would just want to jump into the page and take him out of there and cuddle him. The butterflies part of my book came from the fact that I do like butterflies, especially the yellow swallowtails and the monarchs. I have a butterfly bush in my yard, and every summer I look forward to seeing them. Also, I got that as my title because being a first grade teacher, something we did every September in our classroom was we would actually get the milkweed leaves, which the caterpillars eat, and we would try to find some that had the egg on it. And then we would actually observe the life cycle of the butterfly as it turned into its caterpillar and then formed its chrysalis and finally emerged as a beautiful butterfly that we would then release. That was a fascinating lesson, and I did write a poem about that called Monarch Queen. That's one of the poems in my book. The bear part came from the fact that I love bears and I love teddy bears. I collect teddy bears. I jump rope to a teddy bear chant, which the people at my age might be familiar with. And on a recent trip to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, we had stopped at a place called Bear Country. And while we were there, we were watching these really cute bear cubs that were trying to climb a tree. And there were about seven or eight of them, and they were just so comical as we watched them plopping to the ground as they fell off the limbs of the tree. And I thought, now, that just sparked an idea in my head that would be a great title for a book, Butterflies, Bears, and Other Poems for Children. So that's actually the background of how that happened.
Well, that's so nice, and it's great because it reflects, I think, in the book, you know, as you mentioned, all of these are drawn from your own interests and loves, and, you know, there's so much passion in the book, and it clearly has that personal touch, but also, you know, mentioning butterflies and the poetry there about that, you know, we talked about how the rhymes help to expand vocabulary and help children to read, but also, you know, the poems are educational, and they sneak those in while being about things that youngsters love. You know, I think everyone loves butterflies and bears, and especially young ones. And the illustrations are so striking. And I'm curious, in terms of your background as an artist, and where the illustrations came from.
Well, actually, I don't have a big background as an artist. I certainly wouldn't call myself an artist, but my father used to draw very well when we were kids. He was an avid outdoorsman, and we would often ask him to draw pictures for us, and he would draw raccoons and dogs and things like that. So I guess somewhere along the line that kind of I got it in the genes, I guess, but If I can look at a picture or some kind of model, I can usually, after many, many trial and error attempts, I can eventually get there. It might take me 10, 15 pages of drawing and throwing it away and trying again before I get it. But I did try to make all my pictures colorful. Actually, my front cover, I have a large stuffed teddy bear. It's actually the teddy bear that commemorated the 100th anniversary of how a teddy bear got its name. For those of you who might not know, a teddy bear was named after Teddy Roosevelt, who was a president in 1902. So I looked at the bear, and that's where I got my model to draw the picture. Another thing that I did was I looked back at my vacation photos of those little cubs, and that helped me out a bit as far as getting details. I look at a lot of things to help me draw the pictures. One of my pillows that I had a bear embroidered on it, so that helped me out. When I did my dinosaur poem, I looked at my children and grandchildren's toy dinosaurs. I get my ideas from things in nature, therefore the butterflies is an example of that. From looking at pictures in books, things like that. My drawings, as you can tell, are far, far from perfect, especially when I try to draw the eyes and the fingers. Things aren't in real good proportion, but I think that's what makes my poem, my pictures unique and whimsical, because I wanted them to be that way. I wanted them to be sort of comical so that it would hold the children's attention.
Yeah, no, I would say I don't think the kids are necessarily looking for photorealism, and it creates that whimsical feel that goes along with the poems and kind of makes me feel like I'm in that world of Mother Goose and, you know, kind of wonderment. And it's so interesting that you mentioned both your love of nature and background of your father's love and how much nature is in the book, because you mentioned it as sort of being an antidote to television. And I know so many kids, they're just indoors all the time. And so I think the book also hopefully, you know, brings a window into look at outside. You know, we can go look at butterflies ourselves. We can go see all of these things, which I just think is so important right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm curious with the readers, what is the age group who it's written for?
Well, basically, I would say it's geared for toddlers up to age 10. However, it's basically great for anybody that likes to read, whether you're old or young, or anybody who is a child at heart. I have a one-year-old. Her name is Jasmine, and with her, we just sit and look at the pictures, and I'm just, you know, getting recognition of words with her, and she just is fascinated, just content to look at the pictures, which kids at that age would be. I have a little toddler who's 2 years old, and we look at the pictures with her, and I read to her, and then we talk about what's happening. By the time a child is in, I have a child in kindergarten, and she actually can read some of the poems by herself. But I would say basically by the time they're in second or third grade, they should be able to handle, you know, being able to read the poems by themselves. So in the early on years, I would say, you know, the book needs to be read to the child, but I think they would feel pretty proud of themselves if they could read it by themselves by the time they're six or seven. Basically, the book is mostly for children, but it's not just for children. It's for parents and grandparents, your friends, your neighbors, preschool teachers, elementary teachers, daycare center teachers, librarians, just about anybody you could think of that has contact with books or is dealing with children on a daily basis. And if I may put a plug in here, it is the Christmas season, So I think, you know, it would make a wonderful Christmas gift for a child that you know of. Also, it would be good as a gift for a newborn baby or a baptism gift or a birthday gift.
Yeah, no, I mean, it does. I was going to mention it myself. Yeah, no, it is the holiday season. And yeah, just such a delightful thing, and especially for, you know, the time of family, is a book to read to or read with a young one, you know, which, once again, I mean, the importance of this book today, where I know a lot of kids are given, you know, a computer to look at a educational game, which is all well and good, but to, you know, sit around the proverbial fire and read it as a family is just so nice. And so for our listeners, because I do know we have many educators and I'm sure librarians, and I know for sure parents, where can folks get the book, and how much does it cost?
Okay. The book is available at Lit Fire Publishing Bookstore, and also Amazon.com. And I think both places are actually charging about $9.99 for it. And if you do go on those links, just look under Butterflies, Bears, and Other Poems for Children, or by the author's name, which is me, Patricia Herber.
Excellent, excellent. And I'll make sure that I put that information on some links for the page so that folks can get that easily. And so I'm curious, as you are an educator, what did you yourself learn through this process of writing and illustrating for yourself?
Well, actually, it was a great learning experience for me, because it taught me the process of actually writing the book, which included a lot of brainstorming on my part. It was quite challenging for me to come up with appropriate rhymes at some times. I didn't want to just use like empty words like and so and to. I wanted the words that I used to actually have a correlation to the topic and what it meant to be. So it was quite challenging at times, but it did teach me the process of writing and illustrating and publishing and marketing my book. So all those areas, I got my eyes opened. I discovered that it can be quite costly to do this, because to try to get it published and marketed is the biggest thing. That's my goal right now, is to try to get it out there. People don't know actually that my book exists, so I'm hoping that this is one way to pique interest in people and to let them know that I think it really is a worthwhile book, not just because I wrote it, but I'm proud of it, and it gave me a lot more confidence in myself and my abilities. I'm not one to really brag about myself, and anybody that knows me knows that, but when it comes down to it, and I'm just really tickled with myself and pleased with how it turned out. So I would say that's what I learned from writing the book.
That's great. And I would say that it's far from bragging, and that you should be very proud of yourself with this accomplishment, and, you know, writing it to grow yourself, but also as a gift to families, children, educators, to have something really meaningful that can both delight and educate. And so I'm curious, now that you've gotten over the hump and anxiety of writing and illustrating your first book, are there any books for you in the future that you have brainstorming currently?
Well, actually, I have written another book. It would be ready, I think, to get published. I was kind of waiting to see how this one ended up, but I guess you could say it would be a sequel to another book about poems for children. I was thinking about calling it The Masked Bandit and Other Animal Poems for Children. This one is basically all about animals, like in different places where they live, some in the woods, some in the ocean, some at the zoos. And we'll see how that goes. I have other ideas for other books as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, yeah, I hope we can all be looking forward to that soon. And in the meantime, I urge our listeners out there to pick themselves up a copy of Butterflies, Bears, and Other Poems for Children. And so if readers have any interest in getting in contact with you or the publisher, is there any way they can reach out to you?
They could get in contact with me by going on Facebook. I have an account on Facebook under Patricia Herber, author and illustrator. So if they wanted to comment on anything or ask me a question, they could go there.
That's excellent. Well, it's very, very kind of you to make yourself available and, you know, for people to give you thanks, I'm sure, and probably hound you for another book right away. But I know it's a process, as you said. But yeah, this is just wonderful work, and I really want to thank you for coming on and talking to us about this and spreading the word.
Well, I would like to thank you for having me be able to do that. I think it would just be a really great dream of mine that if children all over the world could actually have access to my book and have a copy of it in their hands, I would be over the moon. I know that can't happen, but I just wish I could be a Santa and drop one off for everybody.
Well, I guess that is the beauty today of the internet and shopping is that Santa is one click away. That is so nice for everyone to be able to have. I hope that I'll be able to speak with you again soon. And I wish you the best of luck and a wonderful holiday season.
Oh, thank you so much, and same to you.
All right. Well, thank you, and you take care.
Okay. You too. Bye bye.
That was author Patricia Herber discussing her book, Butterflies, Bears, and Other Poems for Children. This has been AMI Radio with your host, Charles Green, and remember to read on.